And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back, and I'm just glad the heat hasn't melted the phone lines yet, so we can still talk.
Well, I know that there are all kinds of records that this whole area is poised to set, Fort Smith being one of them. I think the most consecutive days reaching 100 degrees, the most consecutive days at over 90 degrees. It's just been the hottest summer in recent memory.
Well, is this what we get? Haven't we had two mild summers prior to this? Is this our punishment for having... Or am I just dreaming that we had 2 mild summers?
Well, 2 years ago was very mild. I know in Fayetteville 2 years ago, I don't think we even reached 95. So, yeah, I think we're paying some interest now.
Okay.
The Fort Smith budget is in better shape than it's been in for the past couple of years, apparently.
Yes, it's about time. I mean, the last, as you said, the last couple of years, it's been, you know, nip and tuck, and they've had to cut. Big time last year, they cut roughly 1.3 million, and some of those cuts carry into this year, which is helping the budget. But you know, part of the problem has been in the past few years, as any community has seen, reduced sales tax collection as the consumer, you know, has withdrawn and, you know, pulled back or out of work, can't spend money, that type of thing. Property tax are down. Some franchise fees are down. It's just very much a symptom of a down economy. A lot of those sources for tax collections fall. But as we've seen at the statewide level, tax collections are showing a return, which indicates the consumer is coming back. We're seeing that somewhat in Fort Smith, and Fort Smith also got hit. And I think this is true for a lot of communities around the state that share maybe a sales tax collection with the county. The census numbers increase the population in the county compared to the city, and that's how the tax revenues are divided. So the city of Fort Smith lost a little from that, about $200,000. But the good news is it doesn't look like the city directors will be scrambling at the end of the second half of the year trying to patch big holes in the budget.
One thing city directors will be doing at the next meeting, it appears, is repealing the original 1% prepared food tax ordinance they passed earlier this year. Then, if I have the chronology correct, then they'll readopt the 1% prepared food tax. Then it will go to the citizens of Fort Smith in a referendum, and that vote would be taking place in November?
Yes. I mean, to describe the process on this is almost like describing a Rube Goldberg machine at some point.
Nice.
I mean, it just goes in all different directions. But, yes, if the board carries through with what it appears their conversations are leading to, we'll have an election sometime in November. And only five of the seven directors say that they will actively campaign for passage of the tax. City Director Kevin Settle he's kind of riding the fence on the issue. He says he will work hard to educate the voters about the benefits or the pros and cons of the tax and the pros and cons of the convention center. And I could never get him to say, well, are you for it, against it, or neutral? Well, I'm just going to educate the voters on the pros and cons. So who knows where he stands? City Director George Katsavas, to his credit, has been consistent through the whole thing, and he's opposed the tax, and he's going to continue to oppose the tax. So there will not be a unified front from the Fort Smith Board of Directors, but five of the seven say they do intend to try to convince the voters to pass it, to approve the tax. So I don't know. It's going to be tough. I think the city, as I've said before, I think the city of Fort Smith has lost a PR battle on this. Unfortunately, I mean, the 1% prepared food tax, it's not some crazy, insane thing that's never been tried before. 28 communities in Arkansas do it. It's conducted. The tax is in place all over the country to support regional and state and local tourism efforts. But it's just became a groundswell of some folks here in Fort Smith who ended up, because the city didn't step up and try to better educate the citizens, this small group of anti-tax folks kind of carried the day, so to speak, Kyle.
Well, at least two of the city directors are quoted at thecitywire.com, Don Hutchings and Steve Tyler, saying they're ready to go door to door. Do you think that could have an effect? I mean, it's one thing to think of someone as a city director, you know, passing something, but if they're going to go door to door, could that swing some of that sentiment?
I think it will certainly help. Director Tyler and Director Hutchings, certainly Director Hutchings, in their elections received won by wide margins, and so Hutchings is popular in his ward. He's been popular in the city. Yes, those folks and Philip Marion, the door-to-door campaigning, the direct campaigning, especially in a local issue like this, if they want to have any chance of winning, they are going to have to do that. They can't just buy a few ads on the City Wire, the newspaper, or radio station, and think that's going to carry the day. They're going to have to wear out some shoes if they want to get this vote passed.
And finally, the latest numbers by The Wire, part of the Compass Report, are out for, I guess, June 2011. What do they tell us?
Well, they tell us that it's, as we've talked before, Kyle, with the economy, it's kind of one step forward, one step back, or maybe we take two steps forward and one and a half steps back. It's just, it's hard to measure any consistent progress. Now, that being said, let me back up. One of the gains is at least our employment rates are not going up. They're either coming down a little bit or remaining unchanged. Now, that's at least a positive direction. It may not sound like it. Our regional sales tax collections are improving. They're continuing to improve. I think we've had a few counties in the area that had Franklin County was down about 8%. Crawford County was down about 9%. But those collections are low, and so they can be volatile. But overall, the sales tax collections are up. What is still pulling us down, Kyle, in this area is our housing market. And it's not just Fort Smith. It's statewide, and it's around the country. Housing sales are just in the tank right now. I mean, they're down about 20% in Crawford County, about 18% in Sebastian County. And this is not me being the expert. Many economists around the country have said that the economy, it'll be hard for the economy to really show consistent gains until the housing market begins some sign of recovery.
Well, fingers crossed, I guess.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Okay, stay cool as much as you can. And, October's not that far away.
Well, yeah, come on, football season.
As a Kansas City Royals fan, I agree. Michael Tilley. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, regular visitor to the Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large. Michael, thanks as always.
All right. You're welcome, Kyle.